Manifestation. I watched The Secret many years ago, and I've always had like a weird relationship with all this like mumbo jumbo kind of pseudoscience crap. I'm a programmer. I'm like a technical guy. I love, you know, science and physics and like, you know, I want things to make sense. But here's what I've come to understand about manifestation. So this goes back to, you know, taking responsibility for your life, right? So if we're taking responsibility, then we want to get into this mode of making things happen in our lives that we do want to have happen. So we're actively creating what we want. And that's what manifestation is all about. And the way that I like to think about it is the way that I've learned from my friend Gay Hendricks. And it comes down to three levels of ways that we can operate when we manifest. And the first level is what he calls a Newtonian level, which is about being really clear on what you actually want. So that's where we'll write it down, or we'll visualize it, and we'll just spell out, we'll see it, we'll keep visualizing it. We'll just be in our inner mind, we'll just be really clear on the desired outcome. And as you do that, you're going to feel like conflicting commitments come up in you. And then you can take that as an opportunity to clarify. Because a lot of times we think we want something, but we really don't. Or we, like, maybe I was coaching a guy who really wanted to write a book, but he also really didn't want to take the chance that he wrote a book and it sucked, and he would have to realize he was not probably going to be an author. So there's conflicting wants there. Or maybe it's that you think you want something, but it's not really. It's something that you've made up because you're afraid of doing what you really want. So there can be many levels, but by getting really clear on what you think you want, that helps you shake out all that stuff that might be conflicting underneath. And you can kind of really feel it on. You want to feel what it feels like to have it and to be there, and you want to do it in present tense, and you want to smell it, and you want to get as emotional about it as you possibly can. But that's kind of the Newtonian level, that you get really clear on the picture. And that's going to help, for sure. And the thing about these three different levels is that it's not like one is better than the other, but they serve different purposes. So you can use all three at the same time or for different kind of stuff. This level works really great with specific like outcomes in the physical world. The second level is where you're willing to love everything. So you love yourself for wanting what you want. You love what you have right now. You love yourself for not liking whatever it is that you have. You just love everything. And whenever you get something that wasn't what you wanted or what you consciously wanted, it's just an invitation to open up more in love and love yourself for being curious about why you attracted this, and love yourself for having done that, and love what you attracted, and open up to another deeper layer of love. So the way that I picture it is that we have all these compartments inside of us that are sealed off because we learned to disown them, to not want to love them as we were growing up. So there's like, oh, there's a part of me that is, you know, angry. I can't love that. There's a part of me that feels lonely. Oh, I can't love that. There's a part of me that, you know, just wants to smash things, or that like loves to eat junk food, or like whatever it is, or all these things that we can't be with. And usually, you know, those are the things that we get triggered on when we see them. Some guy in the street has like a crazy hairstyle, or starts yelling, or like doing weird stuff, and we're like, what an idiot, because that's the thing that we can't be within ourselves. And so, but the thing is that all of these parts of us are still there, and they're still parts of us, and they're still manifesting. We're like a huge radio beam that's just constantly sending out signals and creating and manifesting. We're entire bodies. But if we, like, our brains, the brain in our skulls is such a small part of who we are, of our entire being. And also we have, a brain in our hearts. We have a kind of brain in our intestines, the gut brain, the heart brain, the skull brain. And our entire body is also, you know, manifesting all the time. So So all these disowned parts of us that we're not aware of, they're still there and they're still manifesting, and they might be very powerful manifestors. So what we need to do is always open up to different, to new levels of loving ourselves, in including new parts of our being that we didn't want, that we've forgotten about or repressed or and all that stuff, and invite them inside and shower them with love so that they can be part of us and manifest in the ways that we really want. And that, like, at this level as well, it's really important that it's something that we feel. If it's just a mental exercise, it's like, you know, the image with the rider and the elephant. You've got this huge elephant, which is your unconscious and your body and all that stuff, and you've got this small person on top trying to control the elephant, but the elephant is so much bigger and so much heavier. That's what it's like. We need to get our bodies on board. That's why we need to move the body and be, you know, alive. That's where stuff happens, is when we got our whole bodies on board, not just like this little mind of ours. And I love my brain, I love my mind, but that's not what needs to be in control. The heart and the body and our soul is what needs to be in control. This is just a tool. And the third level is where we become one with the universe and with the source, and we realize that I am the creator. I am the source of these things. I think I want more money. I think I want more success or this car or this dog or whatever it is, but I'm really the creator of all that stuff. I'm really the source of that money. I am the source of money. I'm the authority in the universe. There's no one outside of me that I have to ask permission in order to get the stuff that I want, because I am that, because I am everything. And so when you're okay with that and you kind of energetically allow yourself to be aligned with that oneness of the universe, then you can just float through life and just feel where you feel pulled or compelled to go and do, and you just allow things to happen around you because you are that thing. It's like, you know, these Indian gods. I should know more about the Indian gods, but there's one of them where like the whole universe happens in the blink of his eye or something like that. I forget the details. But this idea that you are all of this, and it's just like the cells moving around inside of your body, and it's just like, you know, one cell says, I want to move up here, or I want to, like, I don't know if it's a cell, like, if it's a blood cell, I guess it moves. Screw the metaphor, but you get what I'm saying, is that you are one. It's not, you are not fighting with any entity outside of yourself in order to get what you want. You are the source and the authority, and you just need to be okay with that and follow your flow. And that's the third level, is to be in that flow, in that space. And they're all awesome, they're all great, and they're all very useful. Very recently, I had this issue where I was flying to the US and I'm in the process kind of a moving to the United States, and I've been in that process for a long time, and I've been really great at not manifesting a visa, because like ever since I moved out of the US in the end of 2001, I've kind of wanted to move back, and it took me, you know, 10 years of not, like, it's taken me so far 13, 14 years of not moving back. So I'm really scared of that. I'm really, there's a talent there that I have. I'm really good at not manifesting the US visa that I want, or the life in the US that I want. So, and the reason I was flying over here, and my wife had gone a few days before me, and she had had huge troubles in immigration, like an hour and a half of grilling, and like they're insisting that she was doing illegal stuff that she wasn't, and all that kind of crap. So I was on that plane, and now I was scared because we had the same kind of situation. Excuse me. And on the plane, I just realized in gratitude that I'm okay right now. And like, even if I don't get in, I'm going to be fine. And I loved myself, and I loved the immigration authorities. I blessed them. I blessed the plane and everybody on it, and the building and the people. And then while I was in line, I followed my intuition and in terms of which line to kind of sneak into. And I also visualized just sailing right through. And it was like I used all of these tools and all three levels at the same time. And what happened was I was still scared. And then I embraced the fear in my body and allowed it to flow through me and did mirror work in the bathroom on the plane and all that stuff. What happened was so I got there and I got in line and I felt like an attraction to a specific line, and I ended up getting to not that one, but the one next to it. But then I was able to sneak over to the one that I wanted to be in, and then I get called up, and there's this guy, and he asks me a few questions, and I tell him why I'm here, just start my business over here. And he was like, fine, and do what's product about. And I told him, and he said, that sounds really cool. And he said, good luck. And I was on my way, like completely smooth process. And I believe that that is, you never know with these things, right? It could be completely random. But I believe that my work on all three levels at the same time really made a huge difference right there. So, visualizing, being clear on what you want, clearing all the things that, are counter commitments, loving yourself for wanting, loving yourself for having created what you've created, loving what you've created, loving yourself for not liking it if you don't, all that stuff, love, 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 and then flow, 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 being one with everything and the source and the authority and the creator. That's how we manifest things. And this shit, it works. So, it really does. It really does. That's been my experience. I've manifested incredible things, and it's fun and it's easy. And it just, do practice this. It freaking works. It really does. Super. Awesome. Talk to you soon. Bye.